Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the second weekend of April. As I speak with you now, it's such a bright sunny day here in Ottawa. The day started out cold, but now, under the bright sun, my winter jacket feels out of season. Last time I mentioned hearing the calling of Canada geese. Guess what? Today I saw two Canada geese while walking back home. They carry such an innocent and peaceful atmosphere around them that it's hard to believe that they have just traveled miles and miles to fly back from the south. What activities of wild animals do you notice around you? Today, I am sharing with you a memory from about 8 years ago. It is about a person that I met at the beginning of my college graduation trip. Recently, I was talking with somebody about the 17th century Spanish novel Don Quixote, the famous story in which the main character believes that he is a knight from the medieval society. It's really funny how our memory works. Shortly after the conversation, I recalled my encounter with a gentleman back in Tokyo, Japan, on the first day of my graduation trip. You know, there are people whom we meet very briefly, but we never forget about afterwards. This person that I am going to tell you about is one of such people in my life. If there is one word that connects this person and Don Quixote, that word would be knight. I wonder what thought or memory might come to your mind after listening to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. Encounter with a Modern Knight. It was about 8 years ago. One early morning, I was heading to the airport to catch a flight to London, England, for my graduation solo trip. After the night of final packing, I had left my apartment in Tokyo with a backpack and one huge suitcase that contained all my clothing, travel gears, and books for the upcoming 3-week train trip in Europe. I rolled my heavy suitcase down the street to the nearest subway station, then took the train to a stop near the Tokyo railway station, from where I was going to take a shuttle bus to the airport. Everything went smoothly as I had planned, until I stumbled upon a problem. When I came out of the ticket gate at the subway station, I realized that there was no elevator or escalator to go up to the ground level. This particular station was old, and the staircase was the only access to the streets. I looked at my heavy suitcase, then at my watch. My shuttle bus was arriving any time, and I could not miss it. I looked around to see if there was anybody who could possibly lend me a hand. A few commuters passed by, but they were too preoccupied with their own thoughts to even notice me. I looked up. The staircase was long and steep. Surely it was going to be a daunting task to bring my suitcase up this staircase all by myself. I preferred not to use up my energy so early in my journey, but seeing that there was no other option, I made up my mind. Just when I held my breath to lift my suitcase, somebody called me from behind. "Do you need a hand?" It was a middle-aged gentleman in a black suit. He must be on his way to work. He carried a thin leather bag, a newspaper in his hand. Touched by his kindness, I hesitated for a second. "That's so kind of you," I said, "but it's really heavy."
"Not a problem."
The next moment, before I could say anything further, he lifted my suitcase in one hand and started walking up the staircase. He was so fast that I had to follow him running. Within seconds, we were standing at the top of the staircase.
"There you go," said the gentleman, carefully placing my suitcase on the floor.
"Thank you so much," I said to him, completely in awe. I wanted to thank him further for his generosity, but when I opened my mouth, he was already gone. Just like when he appeared, his departure was also sudden and seamless. As I watched his back disappear into the morning crowd of commuters, one word came to my mind: a knight. This encounter with a modern knight made such a great beginning of my graduation trip that it remains one of the most cherished memories from that entire trip.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.